Perikhes Mishnah Gimel. So the Mishnah is continuing to mention different arguments that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel had as it relates to laws in Hilchos Suda. So the minhag once upon a time was that after a person washed Netilas Yadayim, a person washed in order to eat bread, at the onset of a Suda, he would receive a mappa. The mappa was a towel or a handkerchief. He used it to wipe his hands after Netilas Yadayim, and he would bring it with him to the table so that if at any point he needed a mappa, that's what he would use. There was a machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, where exactly the person that's sitting at the meal is supposed to place his mappa. Beis Shammai says, Mekaneach yoda ben mappa, after you wipe your hands for Netilas Yadayim using a mappa, Manicha ala shulchan, you can leave it on the table. Beis Hillel says, ala kasas, you can't leave it on the table, but rather you have to leave it on your chair. Now the truth is, this machloikis seems like the most basic elementary machloikis. What are you supposed to do with your mappa after you finish drying your hands after Netilas Yadayim? According to Beis Shammai, put it on the table. According to Beis Hillel, don't put it on the table, leave it on your chair. But the truth is that if you drill down a little bit, the makar to this machloikis is actually nothing simple, nothing elementary. It really gets involved in some intricate halachos in Tumah v'Tahara. But the simple hesber in the machloikis is that there was a machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether it's okay for a person to eat a meal on a table that's tamei or not. Beis Shammai's shita was that it's aser for a person to eat a suda on a table that's tamei. Beis Hillel's shita was that it's mutter for a person to eat a suda on a table that's tamei. L'shita sayu, there was another machloikis that evolved, and that is this machloikis right here. Because Beis Shammai holds that it's aser to eat a meal on a shulchan that's tamei, Beis Shammai says that if you want to wipe your hands, leave it on the table, you have nothing to worry about. Because Beis Hillel holds that it's mutter to eat a meal on a table that's tamei, Beis Hillel holds you can't leave the map on the table, but rather you have to put it on your chair. Why? Because being that the mappa was used to dry your hands after Netilas Yadayim, the assumption was that the mappa was a little bit moist. It had a little bit of liquid on it. And because it had a little bit of liquid on it, there's a concern that if that liquid would come in contact with tamei, it itself would then become tamei, which means that the person that's going to use the mappa during the course of the meal would now become tamei through the liquid that's inside the mappa. Now you're going to say that why we worry that the person's hands are going to become tamei through touching the liquid in the mappa, which is tamei, which it became tamei by coming in contact with the shulchan, why aren't you simply concerned that the person's hands are going to become tamei from touching the shulchan? So for that already, we would need a little bit of a background in Hilchos Tumah. The short answer is that a person's hands that touch a shulchan would not become tamei. However, a person's hands that touch a liquid that touched the shulchan, that would be tamei. But the bottom line is that Beis Hillel holds a person's allowed to eat a meal on a table that's tamei. Because Beis Hillel holds you're allowed to eat a meal on a table that's tamei, if the mappa is going to be on the table, so the liquid in the mappa might become tamei from touching the table, then you're going to dry your hands during the course of the meal with that mappa. Your hands are going to be tamei. We don't want your hands tamei during the meal. That's why you washed your hands at the beginning of the meal, so it shouldn't be tamei. Whereas Beis Shammai holds it's not an issue, because Beis Shammai holds that you're not allowed to eat a meal on the table that's tamei. So if you can't eat a meal on a table that's tamei, so there's no concern that the tamei table is going to be metame the mappa, because that's not something that's even feasible, because you can't eat a meal on such a table. Therefore, what do you do with the mappa? Manicha ala shulchan, you can put it on the shulchan. Perikhes Mishnah Dalet. So Mishnah Dalet talks about the laws of Mayim Achronim. So we're all familiar with Mayim Achronim. There's a mitzvah to wash your hands not only at the beginning of a meal before you eat bread, but there's also a mitzvah to wash your hands at the end of a meal before you wash. The minhag was that people would wash Mayim Achronim on the floor. So literally, underneath the table, that's where they would wash Mayim Achronim. Beis Shammai Yomer, Beis Shammai says, Mechabdin es habayis, you have to sweep the house, v'achakach noitan liyodayim, and only afterwards are you allowed to wash Netilas Yadayim. The reason is because Beis Shammai was afraid that if you're going to wash Netilas Yadayim before you sweep the house, there may be food on the floor, food that maybe you would even eat. Now that you're going to wash my machroinim on the food, you're going to ruin the food. You're not going to eat it. So simply not to ruin the food, what you should do is first sweep the house, and afterwards you should wash my machroinim. Reisula says, noitin liyadayim, no, you can wash my machroinim, v'achikach mechabden asabayis, and afterwards sweep the floor. And the reason is because Reisula is not concerned that there might be pieces of food on the floor that are going to get ruined through my machroinim, and therefore Beis Hillel says you could wash my machroinim first and afterwards sweep the floor.